Hi, welcome to the Greenhouse Healthy Podcast, where we discuss plant medicines, fitness and wellness for ourselves and our planet. I'm Heather DeRose.
I'm Antonio DeRose, and today we're speaking with Sandra Elkind. Sandra Elkind is co-founder and chief creative officer at Stow Responsible, a Boulder-based sustainable packaging solutions company serving the cannabis industry. She serves as head of product research and development and oversees the marketing of the Stow brand. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Welcome, Sandra.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Can you get started by just telling a little bit about your relationship with cannabis and how it's affected your life?
Absolutely. I'm actually really excited to talk about that because normally I'm generally talking about issues around sustainability in cannabis. And I think it's one thing that we all have in common in this industry is many of us have some sort of personal relationship that's brought us to cannabis and to being in the industry. So I'm so excited to talk about it. So about 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and the medicine that they prescribed to me was intense and they have a lot of side effects, mainly like nausea and things like that. And so my medicine really kind of was stopping me from just living my life. Even though it was helping me with controlling my illness, it was stopping me still from living. And bringing cannabis into the mix allowed me to really ease a lot of the side effects of the medicine and get back to work and get back to doing all the things that I love doing. But then second to it, my illness is generally sparked by stress. And I found that having cannabis as a part of sort of my regular daily routine of just keeping me de-stressed was even more helpful at keeping my illness in remission. So I feel like it really helped me in two ways. And I live in Colorado, so I was grateful to have access to a really robust medical market at the time when it first started. And so it really allowed me the opportunity to test and try cannabis and its different forms to really see what worked best for me and my illness and my experience. And that was really great because, you know, I found for me that microdosing continuously did a lot more for me than taking large amounts of edibles at one time. But I know for some other people who take it for medical purposes, that's not accurate. They need sort of larger doses. And I think one of the best things was being in Colorado and in a market that had a lot of openness that allowed me to try different things. And that's really where my relationship started to develop because I could see what was helping me cause or calm my nausea. And then what was helping me calm my stress, which ended up being two very different types of products. So that really is kind of where my relationship has really grown and what informed the work I did when I started working in the cannabis industry.
And you mentioned that you prefer microdosing. What's a micro dose for you?
Oh, 2.5 milligrams. I really can't have more than that. I mean, I can. I've tested myself personally up to 15, and that's sort of the breaking point. But it's just not as enjoyable for me once I get above that. And I found that at 2.5 kind of continuously, I was able to cut the pain and nausea, but also still be very active and engaged in what I wanted to be doing.
Nice. And how do you prefer to consume?
Oh, well, I'm a little bit old school in the sense that I really love flower and I generally, I prefer vaping dry flower. That's really like my very favorite way to consume. But I also find that having a low dose of edibles can help. You know, if the nausea is really bad, vaping flower is the number one thing that helps with that instantly. Trying to eat an edible when you're nauseous is not reasonable. But then I find if I'm going to go traveling and that will kind of make my nausea worse, like flying on an airplane. If I take the edibles before I get on the plane, then I never get nauseous during the whole flight. So really for that sort of more social and relaxed way, I really do prefer vaping flower. And for more medical purposes, like to get ahead of it, I'll use the edibles.
Awesome. And can you tell us a little bit about Stow and how you got started with that?
Sure. So in Colorado, when the medical market was started, there were not regulations on packaging. And then as the market started to grow and then we passed REC, then that's when the child resistant packaging laws went into place. And it really affected the market in a few ways. First, there was a huge variety of different types of edibles, especially a lot more savory items on the market, which I preferred. Mm-hmm. And also really affected my interaction and interface with the products. And so one day I was just feeling a little frustrated, and I'm so sorry, I should say that I have a background in design. And so I was just sitting there and my mind was going about how I could redesign packaging to make it, user-friendly. And then also something that would still give producers the ability to provide a variety of products. At the time, everything went from being able to be packaged in anything to only being able to package in a cylinder. And that really changed what could be, on the shelves. One of my favorite products at the time was Love's Ovens baklava. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't package baklava on a pop top anymore. So I started to really focus on the base shape of packaging and how could we come up with some basic shapes that would allow for the producers to package a variety of products in them. Mm-hmm. And then at that same time is really when the conversation around sustainability was starting to become important in cannabis. And so I really felt like at the time there were no packaging companies that were addressing issues related to sustainability. And so I reached out to my sister, who's my business partner, and I, kind of pitched these ideas to her, and she thought it was great. And so we set out in 2015 and started to really develop with two ethos in mind. One, that we wanted to provide affordable sustainability so that producers could make that choice to choose sustainable packaging. And we wanted to provide a package that would help to ease some of the problems that child-resistant packaging created in the industry. And so now we have five products on the market, four of which, and I have a couple of them right here, four of which are boxes that are in the square shape. This is one of our current customers, Wadank in Colorado. They make frozen custard, and so they're able to divide it into servings and have the frozen custard. Yeah, it's really cool. And then we're super excited. We just found out last week that our fifth product just passed child-resistant testing, and that's a new joint tube. So that's really where everything got started. Thank you. We're super excited about that. So that's sort of where it got started and what STO is about.
Very cool. We were first introduced, I think, in Missouri at a conference a couple years ago, and yeah. I was really impressed with the child resistant. It was easier to open than some of them in the cannabis space. And then also the sustainability aspect of it, of course. Living in Colorado, we ended up, we would have piles and piles of plastic containers that were like, wait, what are we supposed to be doing with this? Is this recyclable? Yeah. And really, I think that it's great you're addressing that, especially in the cannabis space. So can you tell us a little bit more about how it's the sustainability aspects of it?
Sure, absolutely. So our boxes in cannabis, when it comes to packaging, a lot of people talk about it's producing a large amount of packaging waste, the child resistance. Mm-hmm. And I respect that point of view, but I think we're overlooking the fact that packaging in general in every industry is producing a large amount of waste. Mm-hmm. And in fact, having sort of heavier restrictions on the types of packaging producers can use can limit the amount of waste that is produced. Mm-hmm. Before child-resistant packaging, you would have glass bottles or glass that had metal on a sort of as part of the package. That's not recyclable at all. And so when we started to think about, okay, what can we do that would be lightweight, able to be produced in the United States, we really started to focus on plastic. And we understood that We know that plastic has some properties that can reduce carbon footprint when it comes to shipping. And we also know that when it comes to supply chain needs that the cannabis industry has, where they have these influxes, that we would have ability to access all the materials we needed to meet the industry's needs. But we also understood that the end of life of plastic is a big problem. And so the first step we did is to address the end of life, the waste that was being created. We have an enzyme, an organic enzyme that's inside of the plastic. And when the plastic ends up in a landfill, that enzyme will become a beacon or food for the microorganisms that already live in a landfill environment. Yeah. So instead of adding something foreign to the environment, what we're doing is we're creating something that would allow the organisms in the environment to eat this up. Mm-hmm. Unlike other plastic that would just sit there, this would be treated more like the food waste that ends up in a landfill. But second to that, it was very important to us to keep the carbon footprint down. Mm-hmm. So all of our products are made and all of our materials are sourced in the United States. Mm-hmm. And that's very important to us and something we worked hard on creating a supply chain that would provide not only that accessibility for our customers to have short lead times and quick turnarounds, but in addition to it, it provided a level of trust when it comes to the type of material. And if you're putting food and edibles in here, you know, we have US-based data sheets that show it's not leaching materials. And a lot of the cheap plastic coming from abroad, you really can't guarantee what's in the mixture. So it provided not only safe material, limited carbon footprint, but we've also designed them to be stackable so that when they ship, we reduce as much airspace as possible and they come stacked. I don't know if you've seen how the pop tops are delivered, but they get these big bags where they are inside of the bag, sometimes popped open, sometimes closed. So we're able to ship 2 to 3 times more product in one box. Okay. Than they are. Yeah, which is really important when it comes to carbon footprint. And finally, what we're super excited about with this, with our joint tube, is that it is also made from 100% post-consumer HDPE. This post-consumer HDPE is also sourced in the United States, which is important for carbon footprint, but it's something that helps to limit the consumer and the producer's carbon footprint because it's a reused plastic and it's a number 2, so it's one of the easiest to recycle plastics out on the market. But that's just sort of the start. We have a couple new products that will be coming out in the next few months that are also part of the joint tube line that are some exciting new materials that I'm excited to get on the market that will meet even more sustainable needs for the cannabis industry.
That's awesome. I really appreciate you taking all the time to research all that goes into it, even shipping it out and reducing your carbon footprint that way.
Yeah, I didn't think of that previously, but that makes so much sense that you'd be able to move more product without having to increase carbon output.
Just packaging it smartly and thinking about that aspect. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
And then, yeah, because 91%, I read that 91% of all plastic is not recycled. So I think that having that enzyme in there too is just a great step because, you know, it's going to be helping break down. We've seen some major areas on our planet that have had just plastic debris everywhere. It's really sad to see. So making a step forward for a greener world is an awesome aspect. I appreciate you doing that.
Thank you. We're super excited to be a part of it. And any little step is important right now. So
why is there a reason that you focused on reducing the carbon footprint from so many different angles?
Well, that's a great question. I see two sides, and I think a lot of people would agree about when it comes to cannabis and the sustainability conversation. First, you have the large amount of waste that's being produced by the industry, not only through packaging, but even through manufacturing processes that are dictated by regulations. But the more important side is the overall carbon footprint and sort of life cycle footprint of every decision we make. And that's a greater topic when it comes to reducing greenhouse emissions and really stopping what's happening in climate change currently, mm-hmm. is for us to reduce our carbon emissions as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. So there are products on the market. For us, it was important to speak to both sides, the carbon footprint and the waste. You find that there are a lot of products on the market that will only speak to one or the other of topics. And so for us, it was really about how can we speak to both? Mm-hmm. You have material out there like glass, which seems like that is a much better decision to make when it comes to sustainability. But when you look at the overall life cycle assessment and what are the end users doing with those packages, are they recycling them? You come to find that glass has a huge carbon footprint. And if it's not being recycled or reused, it's actually creating a bigger problem mm-hmm. than plastic. Mm-hmm. So for us, it was important to say, look, we're going to address every area that we can to make a change in any possible way we can. And if we just keep moving in that direction, mm-hmm. then the industry will be able to accept these changes mm-hmm. and other companies will try and to meet those changes. I think this industry, there's so many of us who have built manufacturing company or built companies that are based out of the United States and are manufacturing their products out of the United States. And it's sort of really exciting to see how certain areas of the industry and their sustainable decisions are affecting other parts of the industry. And so again, for us, it was important to look at every angle and say, if we can reduce carbon footprint in these 10 places, that can offset some of the negatives that this plastic is doing on the waste side of things.
That's awesome. Nice. And I love that you're able to continue this mission with your sister too. How's that working with your sister?
Oh, it's so great. I love it so much. We grew up kind of working on and off together for our family's business. So we didn't jump into it blindly and understanding what it's like to work with a sibling. It's not for everybody. But you have to have some boundaries. There are times where we're like, no business talk from this point forward, and we also understand each other's strengths. And that's probably the value that I get more than working with someone who I'm not related to, because mm-hmm. I understand her strengths and respect them and her weaknesses and vice versa. And I understand my own weaknesses and respect them. And so we can really be open about that. And that helps us to work as a team. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun and I feel lucky. And we actually just got certified a WBE Women Business Enterprise. So we're very excited. Thank you. We're so excited about that. It took a long time. It's not an easy process to go through, but we got our certification and yeah, we're really proud to be able to be a women-owned business in cannabis.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And where can people connect with you to learn more?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website, storesponsible.com. It's sort of short for responsible storage, but STO, responsible.com. And of course, you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook as Sto Responsible as well.
That's awesome. Awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks, Sandra.
Yeah,
thank you so much. You guys be well.
You too.
Bye.